CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Good evening, listener. It's Monday night, and as the hour turns to 8 p.m., it's time for the Farfields. It's the Monday night show for experimental ambient and modern classical music here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And, you know, it's that time of year in the calendar, it's that time of year in the music media, the music press, where we like to do our reviews. We like to think back on the year that we had. We like to think back, what did we like? What did, in some cases, what we did not like. But tonight, it's all about what I did like, and it's kind of a retrospective. I'm going to be going through some of my favorite releases, favorite albums, and things from the past year, and things that I played on this show. And we're starting things off with music on the Erased Tapes record label. This is music by Tristan Parrish in Ensemble Zero. This is from the album Open Symmetry. Tristan Parrish is an artist who's been for some time now doing music with one-bit synthesizers, and you'll start to hear that come up in this recording. So a very primitive type of synthesizer. And on this particular release, he teamed up with Ensemble Zero doing percussion work, and I think it just makes for a great combination. So this is Open Symmetry Section 4. After that, we have music from Prairie Wolf as we go through my year in review 2024 best of on the far field. Here's Tristan Parrish and Ensemble Zero with Open Symmetry Section 4. We'll catch you after these couple tracks. Thank you. Wolf with the track Common Exotic from their sophomore release Deep Time. The first of a couple sophomoric releases that we'll be talking about on the show tonight as a part of this 2024 Farfield retrospective. And before Prairie Wolf, we heard Tristan Parrish with Ensemble Zero with their track Open Symmetry Section 4. Well, from that part of the world, from Colorado with Prairie Wolf, we move over across the pond to Europe on this next one. We're going to be hearing music by Anadol and Mary Clock from their album La Accumulation. They're a duo that teamed up on the, what was it, Pingy Pung record label. Really a great pairing into this, what I'm thinking of is a sort of subgenre of contemporary alternative music coming out of Europe. It's kind of alternative electronic, and we'll hear more of this later, but I love it's kind of has this lineage with the krautrock and that kind of a little bit of a more DIY feel. The electronics, the instrumentation is not particularly overproduced, and it's a lot of analog synths, but then we, in addition to that, on this particular track in this album, we have Mary Clock's kind of very hyper-realist poetry and spoken word music, which is great. So this is the track Quand le grenier a pris feu. And then after that, we're going to be heading back to the US of A with music by SML. So here it is. Here's Anadol and Mary Clock right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Je vais siffler maintenant. C'est qui ce Virgile ? Thank you.
Music from the album Small, Medium, Large. The artist is SML. And the track we heard is Industry. That was their first release, came out this year. They're a group that did some recordings in LA, some live recordings over the course of 2022-23, and then did some overdubs this past year to release this album. And they're in that domain of improvised sort of jazz electronic music into the fusion experimental range that we're seeing in the contemporary era. And there was some great stuff coming out in that field, in that domain this year. One honorable mention that did not make my list tonight that I should mention was Von Spar from Overseas and their album One. They did some great stuff. SML includes Anna Butters on electric bass, who we've had as a solo artist on the show before, or played her on the show before. I would love to have her in the studio. Jeremiah Chu on the synthesizers, Josh Johnson on saxophone, Booker Stardrum on drums, and Gregory Ullman on guitar and effects. Excellent stuff. Really enjoyed that album. Would check it out. And we continue onwards now with some more jazz and jazz sort of fusion type music with Nala Sinephro's second release. I mentioned earlier in the show we'd be hearing some more sophomore releases, and this is it. This is the album Endlessness. We're going to be hearing the track Continuum 3 from Nala. And Nala Sinephro burst onto the scene in 2021 with her album Spaces 1.8. It was a great album. Really loved that release, and I was really excited to see what she was going to be coming out with this year when I found out there's going to be a new album, and she did not disappoint. Endlessness is a great follow-up. It's a really excellent listen, start to finish. It's one of those ones I always recommend you sit down and listen to them all, but if, especially from this list tonight, this is a great one. Just sit down and really absorb. Fantastic album, and really bringing together areas of jazz, electronic music, and also some of that range of modern classic. Reminds me a little bit of Floating Points released with Pharoah Saunders from a few years back. Excellent album, made the Pitchfork top albums of the year, so it's a big deal, everybody, and rightly so. Excellent album. So we're gonna let this one play out. This is Nala Sinephro with Continuum 3. After that, we have some jazz, some harp jazz coming your way with Amanda Whiting. So stick around for my 2024 year in review right here on CFRC 101.9.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Welcome back to The Farfield Listener on CFRC 101.9 FM. As we get to about 35 minutes through the hour, we are well on our way through the Farfield 2024 retrospective, music that I've most enjoyed this year, music that I really wanted to highlight as we get to the end of the year. Before the break, we heard music by Amanda Whiting. That was the track Facing the Sun from her release The Liminality of Her. Amanda is a Welsh classically trained harpist who has been diving into the UK jazz scene and doing some great stuff, crossing those boundaries, crossing those genre lines there. And before that, we heard some more genre bending music with Nala Sinefro from her release Endlessness. Great album. We heard the track Continuum 3. And now from the UK, we come back to North America with music by Ezra Feinberg from New York. Ezra Feinberg released the album Soft Power on the Tonal Union record label this past year. This is a label that's only been going for a couple years, but they've been releasing great stuff, starting with their first release by Akuzmi, which I loved. That was my favorite album of 2022. They've been consistently putting out some great, also genre blending stuff. And Soft Power by Ezra is no exception. Great album. We're going to be hearing the track Future Sand. After that, music by Nyports. Stick around. We have a few more tracks to talk about before we wrap up for today. Here's Ezra Feinberg, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
music by Nightports featuring Matthew Bourne. That's from the album Dulcetone 1804. Now the track Fail, F-A-E-L-E. And this is the great part about doing this kind of a retrospective, and it just reminded me that I really need to go back to my archives more and remind myself what I have played, what I've listened to already. Because this is the one of those ones where I listened to it, I liked it quite a bit when it came out, and I just hadn't thought too much about it recently. It came out in May, so a bit earlier in this year. Not the earliest release on this list by far, but really great stuff, and I'm glad to have rediscovered it. The concept behind this album, I'd like to briefly explain. Nightports, they're a group out of the UK, and what they do is they always use only sounds produced by the feature musician that they have, and then so they can manipulate those however they want, but they don't use additional instruments, additional sounds. And so in this particular case, they got a dulcetone, that's the type of instrument, so it's kind of like a celeste or a piano. It's kind of a mallet-based, key-based instrument. And that was performed by Matthew Bourne. And then they used that to produce this album, Dulcetone. And really, I think it's just a beautiful sound, beautiful album. And I highly recommend you check that one out. So really enjoyed that. Before that, of course, we heard Ezra Feinberg with his track Future Sand from Soft Power. And we're getting towards the end of the show. I only have two more tracks for you to talk about our 2024 lineup. Before that ends off, though, I just want to remind you all that we are doing our CFRC funding drive. So if you would like to support the work we do, support the station, head over to cfrc.ca. You can donate. And if you do so, you can receive a tax credit if you're into that, or you can receive merchandise with the CFRC logo and let the people know you are a supporter and that you love local radio. And local radio is the way to go. It's fantastic. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for listening. And we're going to finish off with two more tracks to wrap up my 2024 favorites of the year of the far fields. And really, the first thing we're going to start off with is what might be one of my favorite releases of the year. Connie Frischauf from Vienna. She's on the Bureau B label. I've heard Connie's music before. I really enjoyed her EP from 2019, Affect and Tradition. And she started releasing some pre-release singles this year and was very excited for the album that came out. This is the album, Kenekina Turner. And we're going to be hearing the track, Hota. And it's just one of those weird tracks. I love when these things happen, or it starts with this kind of, like, I don't know, disgruntled, kind of janky flute or recorder tone. You think, what is this, like, child music? And then it comes together and it's great. And I think it's just a great album. Again, going back to that thing I was talking about earlier with Anadol and Mary Clock, this is that kind of contemporary European alternative electronic scene, which I really love. It has a bit of a DIY feel. It feels like it doesn't take itself too seriously, but it's still within that tradition of krautrock and European electronic music, and I think it's really excellent stuff. So that's what we're going to be hearing first, and we're going to be ending off with some great ambient music by Alexandre Drouin from Montreal. We're going to be hearing the track Call of the Ancestors from his release Drones of Afar. Great ambient music. If you want something a little more chill, relaxed, we're going to be ending off with that. And it's been great, everybody. Hope you enjoyed this 2024 retrospective that I've done. I'll be coming back to you with some more music. In the new year, I'm going to be ratcheting back the show a bit to, you know, either once a month or maybe once every 2 weeks. I haven't fully decided, but still be going, still be on the air. I'm looking forward to that. And I think that I'm due for maybe I'm thinking about doing a piano or modern classical focus episode soon. So look forward to that as well. So plans for the new year. I'm excited. Here we are. Here's Connie Frischauf with Hota to finish off our 2024 retrospective. We'll catch you next time. It's been great. I've been John. This has been The Far Field, CFRC 101.9. Catch you next week. Thank you.
Waiter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune